Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even know where my life would be if you didn't show your love for me from the chains that were binding me. Give me liberty, oh, set me free. Been happening, yeah. For the Lord, yeah. Was on my side. I've been lost, yeah. Like a ship, yeah. Without a guide.
Good morning.
Thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you, Lord God, as you that have kept us, oh God. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, oh God. Lord, we come that we may receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, oh God, as we talk about it on today. Let your truth be revealed, oh God, that we will live according to your commandments in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we give you our honor, praise, and glory. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you that even right now, God, as we talk about it, oh God, that we may be strengthened, that breakthrough may come, that healing may spring up in our bodies, amen, that our family, oh God, will come to know and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that we'll no longer walk around in darkness, but in your marvelous sight, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Have your way right now, oh God. We love you, and we give it all over to you right now for eternity, for our life belongs to you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord God, you that give us life and life in abundance, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Good
amen.
Good morning. Talk about it this Monday morning at 6 a.m. that God has given us. We can talk about it, whatever it may be. Amen. No judgment zone. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity to get it.
Hello.
Amen and amen. Can you hear me?
Amen. I can hear you now.
Yes, the line is my laptop. I forgot my laptop. I operate with using these few phones here to be able to be in the studio.
Okay.
And it keeps hanging me up. and kicking me out. But right now, it's just me and you this morning. So if we continue to do that, then we'll just get on the phone. Amen.
Okay.
So we want to be in position this morning. So let's talk about it, Twan. Just me
let's
and
talk
you.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. What you want to do right this morning?
What I want to talk about this morning is my relationship, you know, my co-parenting relationship with my child's father, you know, just in a place where I just wish there would be growth, you know, just giving space and opportunity for growth and praying for the patience to allow him to grow and come to a place where we can have a good co-parenting relationship. You know, he is, he wants to be in a relationship. He just can't seem to get past it, you know, and I just, it can get frustrating sometimes, continuing to going through the roller coaster of dealing with the seem like what it seems to be delusion, being in the middle. I know it's stressful on my daughter to, you know, to have to feel like she has to take on adult responsibilities because, you know, just her being in the middle or giving information that she can't, that she can do nothing with, you know, and being in the middle of my husband and my child's father. So I'm just praying and wishing for, you know, growth in that area. And I know other people are going through it. And just like that mindset, just that mindset, you know, of bitterness or the spirit of bitterness and things like that. So that's what I'm dealing with now. And then the society that we in is just a whole bunch of scammers and things like that. You know, just protection for us and for the elderly, for our kids and things like that. Can you hear me? I can't hear anything.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, I can hear you. Most of the time it's either that you can't hear me, but I always can hear everyone else if you're saying something. But yes, just talking about that and, you know, and having an understanding when, and this, you know, as we go back to the Word of God and understanding why God called us to be one in a marriage before we have children outside of the marriage. And we see why that is because of the conflict and the issues when you have children out of wedlock. Even when we go into the Bible, when we begin to take things into our own hands, when, if you go back in the Old Testament, when you had Abraham and Sarah, because they didn't have children, and Abraham ended up having a baby with one of his maid servants. The problem and the conflict that caused during that, even though she said, you know, she created something that was not, that God did not have his hands in, caused so much chaos and conflict, you know, for them, and to the point that she became jealous and angry that she wanted to do away with the woman and the child. And so that, you know, just understand that people don't understand what God called. God is a God of order. And when we operate outside the order of God, because it is to be a blessing to our life, it is for us to be able to grow, you know what I'm saying, to be fruitful and to be able to have the blessings of God. But when we go outside of that, there's going to be confusion. There's going to be conflict. There's going to be delusional. You know what I'm saying? But God is able to turn that thing around. Even in the situation with Sarah and Abraham, he was still able to turn that situation around for the one that was on the outside that was never supposed to be a part of that. He was still able to bless the child and bless, you know, the woman. And so when we have an understanding that, okay, we have a part in this, and, you know, Father God, we just need you to help, oh God, to divinely intervene in the situation, because all of us, regardless of how we operate and the way we operate, you know, the evil way or wicked way. We all have the Spirit of God. When I say the Spirit of God, the living mm-hmm. Spirit that gives us life. Amen. So mm-hmm. no one is here with living if they don't have the living Spirit of God in them. Doesn't okay. mean that they have the Holy Spirit of God. They have the they have the living Spirit that gives them life. Amen. Because mm-hmm. all belong to God, but then they have decided to walk the other way. They decide to be on the side, you know, of Satan, just like Satan belonged to God. But he decided mm-hmm. that he was going to rebel. You
right.
know, he was going
right.
to be rebellious.
Right.
But while he, you know, while we still have time and we're here, we have the opportunity because of Jesus Christ to be reconciled mm-hmm. back to God. But that's a choice mm-hmm. that we have to make, just like your child's father. He has a choice. He has mm-hmm. taken it with pray to God, help decide, or to make, you know, anything that could pertain to you and your child and your family, you know, that God mm-hmm. will intervene on that behalf. But just truly praying for that man and fasting that he would come to know and receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. And when he does that and he seek God, that he will, his life will be in order. You know, those things will fall in order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there will be divine directions and leading by the Holy Spirit that he will testify one day that how he used to be. You know what I'm saying? But God
mm-hmm.
changed him and he's not that man anymore. You know, and understanding
mm-hmm.
that is that what was is no more. Though there's still
yeah.
residue. Well, the residue is the child because there is something that still
yeah.
shows up, which is the birth of the
mm-hmm.
child. It makes the person say, okay, you know, I still got some kind of connection. And then it's not easy for your husband. Why is that? Because you are his wife. And the last thing he want to think about
mm-hmm.
and realize that you used to be with this man, that is the residue that shows up every time. Not
mm-hmm.
just a child, but the man continues to come because there is a child there.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
you know, and, you know, when you begin to think about it and sit down and it comes to yourself and say, you know what, Father God, I understand that I need you in this and help me to, you know,
mm-hmm.
help me to be able to hear from you. You know, might truly hear from you to know, because when we hear from God and God gives us direction and instructions, it's going to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It has to work. But when we put ourselves
mm-hmm.
in it, that's what I'm saying, take ourselves out. And let God truly have his way in it so that you're not frustrated, so that the child is not, you know, the child doesn't come to stress, you know, that the
mm-hmm.
husband in the house doesn't come to stress and want to give up and wash his hands of the whole situation because
mm-hmm.
you've been called to him, y'all been called together, so you all are one. So whatever decision
mm-hmm.
you are making, even concerning that child, you still got to talk to your husband about it because he's the father mm-hmm. at home.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah.
And then we, you know, just talking about the scheming and the scamming, you know, and just praying that we, as the children of God, we have the spirit of discernment. And
mm-hmm.
we do have it, but we have to
mm-hmm.
tap into it. Because a lot of times, you know, everybody say, there's something that told me, don't do that. It was just
mm-hmm.
something that told me to check and make sure. It was just
mm-hmm.
something. And this is the Holy Spirit prompting, you know, and leading and guiding
yeah.
us to understand this is not right. This is not of God. Because those things will be, the truth will be revealed. Amen. You know,
mm-hmm.
we will understand and know what that is of evil and what that is of good. That's why we have
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit. Amen. So definitely, you
yeah.
know, it's just so much going on. It just seems like people are just, they're siding with the devil, you know, and they're excited about
mm-hmm.
it. They're rejoicing
yeah.
in wrongdoing. You know what I'm saying? They are truly believing themselves that this is right, as wrong as it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made
mm-hmm.
they made wrong right and right
yeah.
wrong. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like, oh, no, that's, y'all just believe what y'all gonna believe. But I'm like, at the end of the day, and this is me just talking about it, do you really believe that there is a God? Do you really believe
mm-hmm.
that Jesus Christ, our Savior, and that
mm-hmm.
if without him, you are not saved? Saved?
Mm-hmm. Honey, I can't hear you. Can't hear you.